Someone who's hoping to inspire people around the world with shoes is Volker Euler, the coordinator of Worldly Soles. Worldly Soles, Soles spelled S-O-L-E-S. You can go to worldlysoles.org to find out about this project that hopes to send thousands of pairs of shoes around Australia, around the world. They want your good quality shoes that you don't need anymore. Volker's on the line. How are you, Volker?
Good. Good morning, Adam.
You kicked off the charity in Feb this year. What was the inspiration?
Interestingly, it was a ABC radio campaign in Brisbane. They inspired councils and primary schools in Brisbane to collect shoes for Africa. Mm-hmm. And when we were in Nepal, Sue and me, in October, we thought we should really try this in Sydney and use the existing TAFE colleges around New South Wales as an infrastructure to start it off with.
How many pairs of shoes have you got so far, Volker?
I've got 5,000 pairs in storage at Nosini TAFE.
Wow.
And there's another 3,000 pairs sitting around TAFE colleges that are ready to be shipped to me.
Okay, and what sort of number are you looking for before you can make your first shipment overseas?
The first shipping container needs another 4,000 pairs, and that goes straight to Nepal. But we're aiming at up to 100,000 pairs by the end of the year if we can involve the wider community.
And what was it that drew you to Nepal as a destination to send shoes?
And Nepal is actually quite a poor country, and there's been lots of landslides, so people get relocated to cities, and suddenly there's a need for shoes. A lot of people try to get jobs. Kids are running around streets and rubbish tips in bare feet. So it really is a country, and it, of course, gets very cold, too, in winter.
Some of our listeners might be familiar with this project because you've been contacting primary schools around Sydney with Worldly Soles, haven't you?
Correct. We just send out 300 envelopes to primary schools and daycare centres, and we've got another 600 envelopes to go. So we're really hoping to involve more organisations with parents and grandparents to be involved, because they're, of course, a much stronger source than just sort of our average TAFE student at the age of 18 to 25.
And the important thing here, Volker, I presume, is that you don't go sending a single shoe, don't send things with the holes in the bottom. But if everyone rifles through their cupboards, there's a pair or two of shoes that you aren't really using anymore that are still in quite good nick.
Yeah, I think the rule simply is look at the shoes in the cupboard and ask yourself, have I worn these shoes or these shoes in the last 12 months? And if you haven't, probably you won't wear them again. So you may as well send them to us.
Okay, well, all the details are at worldlysoles, SOLES.org, worldlysoles.org. People have to make this decision quickly and get these shoes to you straight away, don't they, Volker?
For the first container, but we will be collecting for the rest of the year. I've also got a phone number if people want to
I'll just send people the website, Volker, because it just gets too confusing with phone numbers. worldlysoles.org. Give us a call if you've missed the website. You want to get 100,000 pairs of shoes all told. Best of luck, Volker Euler.
Great. Thanks very much for your time, Adam.
Coordinator of Worldly Soles. If you've got a spare pair of shoes lying around or you'd like to encourage collections through your local schools, etc., worldlysoles.org is the website.